guys. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
Okay, so today we have a little dialogue on a very confusing question.
Yeah, it's pretty confusing, isn't it?
What is it? It's actually, do you mind?
Do you mind? So we saw this question in the comments on Open Language. It has a confusing answer to this question, right?
That's right. It could be yes or no.
Mm-hmm. So if I ask you, Lisa, do you mind helping me?
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay, so are you going to help me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So it's a confusing answer because you want to say yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we have a dialogue between Louis and Lily.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So why don't we take a listen?
Cool.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Lily. Do you mind giving me a hand?
Yes?
Yes, you do, or no, you don't?
I wanted to say sure. In this case, should I answer yes or no?
You should say, no, I don't mind. If you say yes, I do mind, it means that it bothers you.
Okay, I get it now. But what if someone says, do you mind if I join you?
In that case, you can say, not at all, or go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
No problem.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Lily. Do you mind giving me a hand?
Yes?
Yes, you do, or no, you don't?
I wanted to say sure. In this case, should I answer yes or no?
You should say no, I don't mind. If you say yes, I do mind, it means that it bothers you.
Okay, I get it now. But what if someone says, do you mind if I join you?
In that case, you can say, not at all, or go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
No problem.
All right, so we just heard that dialogue, and Louis starts out by saying, hey, Lily, do you mind giving me a hand?
Okay, so here is our big question. Do you mind giving me a hand? Let's start with, do you mind?
Okay, so do you mind is just a polite way to ask if you can do something or to ask if someone can do something for you.
Right, so if I want to close the window because I'm cold, I should ask you, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I can say, do you mind if I close the window?
Yeah, and just note here that he's using if.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So he would use if he wants to do something himself.
Mm-hmm, I want to do it. But if I want you to do something, like help me, so Lisa, do you mind helping me? I use a different form, right?
That's exactly right.
So if I want to close the window, I say, do you mind if I close the window? But if I want Lisa to close the window, I can say, do you mind closing the window?
And Louis here, he actually wants Lily to do something, which is why he says, do you mind giving me a hand?
Mm-hmm. So we use the gerund, ing, right?
Exactly.
So what is this, give me a hand? What does this mean? Give a hand?
It sounds a little weird, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's a little weird. It's a little strange.
Yeah. But actually, to give someone a hand is to help them.
Yeah, it just means to help, right?
Yeah. You can think of this as when someone is sitting on the ground and mm-hmm. they need help standing up. You give them a hand.
You give them a hand. You have to take your hand back again. But
yes.
And is this for like big things for a long, long time?
No, it's often for like little things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little things. And is it always using our hands?
No. In fact, it can be giving someone advice mm-hmm. or, you know what, just giving them feedback or opinions.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of little help you give to somebody. So Louis asks, do you mind giving me a hand? What does Lily say?
Well, Lily sounds a little confused and she says, yes?
Right. So then Louis says, yes, you do or no, you don't.
Okay, and this really confuses Louis. So he wants to clarify the situation or the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that you are confused about whether someone means yes or no, you can say yes, you do or no, you don't.
Right, yeah, because answering English questions can sometimes be confusing. Do I say yes or no? This is a great way to, like you said, clarify, make it less confusing. So Lily says, I wanted to say sure. In this case, should I answer yes or no?
Okay, so now they're trying to clear up the situation, and Lily says, I wanted to say sure.
Mm-hmm, right. So sure just means, like, of course. It means yes, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Lily actually uses wanted here, so she uses the past tense.
Mm-hmm,
And we use this when we want to explain something that we just said.
Right, exactly. Like before, my intention was to say sure, I will help you. Right?
Right. So she says, in this case, should I add yes or no?
Mm-hmm. So this is a special phrase, in this case. It's a chunk. We always say it like this.
Case here, though, means situation.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or example, right?
That's right. So you can say in this case or in this situation.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually used when we talk about something that we usually do, but this time we don't do that, right?
Mm-hmm. So maybe I could say, most of the time I walk to work, but in this case, I'm going to drive.
Mm-hmm, because it's raining.
That's right.
Right.
But Louis says, you should say, no, I don't mind. If you say, yes, I do mind, it means that it bothers you.
Mm-hmm, right. Because mind means bother, right?
Exactly.
Right, so if I want to help you, that's okay. It does not bother me. Now, what does bother mean?
Bother means that you don't like it, or that maybe it annoys you or troubles you.
Yeah, it annoys you. Like, for example, if I'm reading a book quietly and somebody keeps trying to talk to me, that's annoying. It bothers me.
Or maybe you're a clean person, so mm-hmm. you like it when people put the dishes away.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe your roommates don't do that, so it bothers you.
Right, for sure. I mind when people bother me when I'm trying to read.
So it looks like Lily understands Louis's explanation. So she says, okay, I get it now.
Right, I get it. This is a great verb that just means understand.
And we can just use it to show that we understand the person's explanation.
For sure, for sure. But she has another question, doesn't she?
She does. So she says, what if someone says, do you mind if I join you?
Ooh, do you mind if I join you? Okay, so we talked about this a little bit before. Do you mind if?
So she wants to use it to talk about her own actions.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like Lily wants to join you. So what does Louis say?
He says, in that case, you can say not at all or go ahead.
Oh, wait. So we just saw in this case. Now it's in that case?
So we use that to show that this is a different situation.
Mm-hmm, yeah, a different example, right? Before it was in this case, they're talking about this example. Now they're talking about that example.
So maybe if someone says you don't have coffee, in that case, I'll have tea.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so what does Louis say here? He says, you can say not at all or go ahead. So let's look at not at all first.
So not at all means that it doesn't bother me at all.
Mm-hmm. At all is like a strong no. It makes the no stronger. Like, for example, if I ask you, Lisa, did you like the movie? So if I ask you, Lisa, do you mind if I join you?
I would say not at all.
Right, because you know, it's okay.
Exactly.
You like that. You don't hate me.
No, I'm perfectly fine with hanging out with you.
And what about go ahead?
So go ahead just means it's okay, you can do that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's no problem. And then Lily says, oh, okay, thanks for clearing that up.
So clearing that up. Clear up is a really good phrasal verb.
Mm-hmm.
And we say it as a chunk, clear mm-hmm. up. And it basically means to make things clear, to clarify the confusion.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So if you're confused about something and now I'm not confused, I get it now. It's cleared up. You can imagine like a cloudy sky and it's clear now. I can see. I can understand.
That's right. So you can use it whenever you maybe made a mistake or there's some confusion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, for sure. You need to clear things up. Louis says, no problem.
Well, I'm glad they cleared things up because do you mind is a very confusing question.
Mm-hmm. It's so confusing that I think we should listen to it one more time.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Lily, do you mind giving me a hand?
Yes?
Yes, you do, or no, you don't?
I wanted to say sure. In this case, should I answer yes or no?
You should say, no, I don't mind. If you say yes, I do mind, it means that it bothers you.
Okay, I get it now. But what if someone says, do you mind if I join you?
In that case, you can say, not at all, or go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
No problem.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Lily, do you mind giving me a hand?
Yes?
Yes, you do, or no, you don't?
I wanted to say sure. In this case, should I answer yes or no?
You should say, no, I don't mind. If you say yes, I do mind, it means that it bothers you.
Okay, I get it now. But what if someone says, do you mind if I join you?
In that case, you can say, not at all, or go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
No problem.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again, and you know what, Lisa, it is kind of confusing, isn't it?
It is really confusing.
But there's a really simple way to remember it, right? If I say to you, do you mind giving me a hand? And it's okay. You want to say, you will help me.
So if I will help you, then I would say, no, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
So in most situations, you know what? It's probably okay. So we're going to say, no, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I do mind?
Mm-hmm. What if you don't want to help me?
In that case, I probably won't say, yes, I do mind, because that's a little bit rude.
It's a little rude, right, yeah.
Yeah, so normally I'm just going to make an excuse. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, oh, actually, I'm a little busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, I'm a little busy. Just make sure you say sorry, right?
That's true.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you guys want to try out some other phrases, you can also say not at all or go ahead.
Okay, guys, if you have any other questions, you can let us know in the comments, and we are happy to answer those. So look forward to seeing those, and we'll talk to you later.
See you then.